last night to say. I get the free house game. Gotta get to the TV right now.
Hands over here.
Hands over here. Right over here, folks. You related to Gary and Dylan Mazzano?
Yeah, I am. Gary, I actually took my son home yesterday.
Is that right?
Hey, Matt! Thank you. How about that?
Your thoughts on the ball game?
I'll tell you what. Coming into it, we knew we had to play a heck of a football game in all phases, and pretty much in that first half, everything was clicking. Our guys were on task and on page. And my compliments to Jake Preakin and that senior group. They came in with a mission, and the mission was to go four quarters and make sure we won a state championship. And they deserve all the credit in the world. They listened to our coaches. I get my hat off to my coaching staff. We had a great game plan going into the game, and the guys executed. I mean, we knew it was going to take all three phases of the game, and those special team scores along with defense standing up and offense doing what they do, points putting up on the board. It was great.
Come back this year after last year. I mean, how special is it to see those seniors kind of reach that goal? Because you knew from day one they wanted to be so bad after last year's game.
You know, every rep in the weight room meant something this year. We had signs. We put everything up there, making sure that not only did we get back, but we won it. We wanted to win. And today, you know, blue is better than red. And only today in our house, in our locker room, though.
Is there anything that Pirica doesn't do?
He did a lot. That special team score, and my hat, it goes off to him. He's a quarterback, but he's a football player. And choosing to put him on defense and special teams was something, you know, a lot of people question me about. But when you're a football player, you want to be on the field, and that's what he's doing.
How different does this feel this year rather than last year?
I'm walking away with a big smile. and we had a heck of a team that we played against last year, and Coach Aaron had a good group of guys. Austin, we had a game plan like crazy for those guys, and my guys, you know, knew some automatic checks and what we were trying to get accomplished here or there, and we got them in position to make plays, and they made some great plays. It was good stuff.
Jace had such a wonderful career. He's got the record for the touchdown passes, but what's it for him to and your team to be able to culminate it with a state championship?
It's the way you want to go out as a senior, and he is something special. I'm going to miss him. Gonna miss the camaraderie of the group of guys that he brought with him. You know, ever since they were in CYO leagues, it was something special for them to be a part, and they did everything but, you know, carry the bus sometimes to get to the game, and that literally means a semi-state last year when we had some issues there. It's great, and I'm glad and happy for them that we could send them out like this.
Can you give your endorsement for him for Mr. Football?
Absolutely. He is our Mr. Football. Watch the film. You know, watch the game. I'm going to watch it many times over, and I'm going to tell you right now, he deserves everybody's vote.
You guys had such a big lead. Were you able to start thinking about we're going to win a state title here a little bit?
A little bit, but not until the very end. I mean, you never want to make sure, and my hat goes off to, you know, the guys. Again, my coaching staff came prepared, and we were able to get some things accomplished.
Can you talk about converting on third and fourth downs? That was absolutely imperative to your success in the first half.
Oh, they're backbreakers. You know, as a defensive coordinator, when you're trying to make things happen that benefit your team, and you get a team in a position like that, you're thinking you're in that spot, and then our offensive guys are playmakers, and we had quite a few of them this year that we could make things happen, so it's tough to guard them all.
And when they did play defense against you guys, they gave a ball away. But when they did, you were able to pick their zone defense apart. I'm sorry. Talk about the way Barica played today against their zone.
Again, it's a matter of him him making plays. He's blessed with physical attributes, but he's a student of the game. And when you're a student of the game, it helps make great reads and not just depend on one guy.
What has he meant to this program and to you?
He's meant we get a blue ring and a state championship. That's what he's meant. Going into it, we had opportunities and chances last year, and we knew we'd it'd be a struggle, it'd be a little bit of a grind, but they were up for the challenge and ready to get it done.
Comment on all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special team, because they all sparkled.
My special teams coach at the middle of the season, he and I had to sit down and talk, but I think he's asking for a pay raise today. We put some things together that we thought would work. We were a little
disappointed. What were those?
The punt block, the onside kick that unfortunately we didn't come up with. We had a few other things that you know, we were prepared to try and do. And because, again, all three phases are important. Defense played lights out. Offense played lights out. And special teams stepped up huge. It was great.
Talking about Hollis's game.
He's a quick, shifty guy who's got a great set of hands and a great set of wheels. And defensively helping him in the secondary, I think he might have ended the year tying our school record for interceptions now. He's a phenomenal athlete who, you know, in the offseason stepped up, and being a JV guy last year, it was something special to see him do what he did.
Coach Ty, how does a two-time state champion Cardinal Ritter with a 56-6 win, what a day for your guys today?
I'll tell you what, every since we had breakfast as a team today, you could just see it was something special. It meant a lot to them, and we just had to play our A game, and our A game shined through. It was good stuff in all three phases.
Defense, special teams, offense firing on all cylinders today. Talk about the play of Jake Corita.
I'll tell you what, he's a quarterback, but besides being a quarterback, he's a football player. And that's one of the reasons he's on the field, you know, on special teams, on defense, leading us down the field as a quarterback. He's a great player, and better yet, he knows how to put himself in position to make plays, and our guys in position to make plays.
What would be your message at halftime, at the end of the game here, to your seniors who will go off as state champions?
Congratulations. It's hard work getting back here, and the work that they put in is very deserving of why we're a state champion this year.
Ty Hunt, two-time state champion for Cardinal Ritter. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Back up to you, Greg.
Thank you.
We talked earlier. Jake, it's been hard for his family. They've come here many times. How focused was he going into this game?
I think he and all of our seniors combined together, they had one mission. The way it started, as far as the season, it was hard work getting it accomplished. But once we got here, it was it was total focus, total concentration, not only just offense putting up points, but defense, special teams. As you can tell, everybody who touched the field knew that we had one goal.
And after last year, how important was it for you guys to get out to a big lead fast?
It was something we'd like, but we were willing to grind out four quarters and make sure if we had to win by one, we'd win by one. We knew Tipton was a very tough opponent and did some great things. Austin Hooker was a heck of a quarterback in himself. Watching breaking down film, it was amazing how they mirrored us in certain aspects of the game, how they completed and got some things accomplished on the field.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, tell me about Tyree's performance. I mean, pick six.
Patrick.